Hi, Kathy. Thanks for coming on the Fruit Street Health podcast. Could you just tell us a little bit about your professional and educational background and why you became a dietitian for Fruit Street?
Sure. So I've been a dietitian a little bit. I guess this year it's 30 years, which is sort of hard to believe. I'm also a certified diabetes educator. And in the fall of 2019, I became board certified in lifestyle medicine. So Fruit Street kind of goes hand in hand with all of that. So it works out very well for me. I have my own practice, my own business, but had kind of gotten out of the diabetes space. And I just love the model of diabetes prevention. And I think it's so important, especially when you look at the statistics for people with diabetes or pre-diabetes, or even the pre-pre people, the people at risk. So Fruit Street seemed to be a great fit for me and allowed me flexibility to do it around my own schedule as well.
Great. And how long have you been working for the company?
So I have not, it's been a very short while for me. I just started in November of 2020. So I'm a kind of a newbie, but I have 5 classes going and I started them all relatively close together, but it's been a great experience and I'm looking forward to adding some more new classes in 2021.
That's great. And have you had any participants have some early success? I know they just started somewhat recently, but do you want to share anything?
Sure. No, they're all doing really great. I love just their connectedness to each other. Things like as simple as one group, it's their first, this weekend will be their first time to not be meeting weekly. And they've already made their own little Zoom group to meet on those weeks when we're not together so that they keep that connectedness together. But yes, we see people's blood sugar, blood pressure, they're losing weight. They're just doing great, eating so much more healthfully too. That makes me always so happy. Or like I had a group last weekend that they actually decided to make a similar goal because they were all struggling with their exercise. So they all made something simple that they could achieve. They're all going to go and walk for 10 minutes, 3 days a week. And I was like, that's great. Cause now they have this accountability with one another too.
That's great. And it sounds like you've had a long career in as a dietitian, and you've probably done a lot of one-on-one counseling and some groups, obviously groups with Fruit Street. What do you think is the difference between that one-on-one interaction and the group model? I mean, do you think the groups help to drive people to change their behavior?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you have a group of people that you're on a similar mission together, so it just makes everybody want to work harder because you also have that support and accountability piece when you're working in a group where you know you have those other people to lean on when you need to, but also you've got the accountability. And I think sometimes it's hard for people to be accountable to themselves. So having that group atmosphere keeps them moving down the road, especially with this model for it being a whole year long, that they know that it's not one and done, that they're going to be able to do it over the long haul. And maybe if they fall off track, they can get back on track and join in with the group again too. So I just love to watch the group interaction and how they're also supportive of each other. I give them a little time at the end of sessions when they're goal setting to break out in groups on Zoom privately, which initially it was kind of funny because people thought that I could still watch and listen. I said, nope, I'm not listening to you. And I think some of the magic happens behind that secret door where they're super supportive of each other and they give each other ideas too. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Yeah. I mean, certainly the participants can learn from each other. And how have you seen people use the scale or the Fitbit or taking pictures of their food in between the actual live classes?
Yeah. So I think that's a very, very important feature. First of all, they love the fact that they get a Fitbit because then it helps them be more accountable again. And it's in black and white, objective data. You can't deny if you walked, you know, like 2,000 steps instead of 4,000 steps or something like that. And it kind of gives them that incentive to get up and get moving. That's what they're always telling me, at least. And then also just to be able to send us the pictures of what they're eating and comparing, you know, what they ate, sometimes even with what I as the dietitian ate, or just getting little tips and tricks that way too. And I think having that almost live sort of way to interact with them is so great, and they really appreciate it.
And what have you seen as some of the motivations that people have had for the program? Like, is it losing weight, preventing diabetes, coming off of medication, or what have you seen there?
Right. Well, I would say all of the above. There's quite a few people in my groups that either have diabetes or a history of diabetes, or mom, dad, grandma, grandpa had it. And I always think that's a big incentivizer if you see someone else live unhealthfully with diabetes to know that you have hope and that you can turn the ship around. A lot of people are in it to lose weight. But as I always say, that's not always the biggest motivator. There's always that more intrinsic thing that helps people, and it might be just being able to go run outside and play with your kids or grandkids. And I think they're all in it for all those reasons. And they do want to get off medicine too. If they're on blood pressure or diabetes or high cholesterol meds, and just watching that happen and seeing things happen that they didn't think would ever occur for them. So it's just a very rewarding program.
It's great. And can you share with the listeners a little bit about the curriculum of the program? I mean, some people might think it's very much just about, you know, diet or maybe counting calories, but it's actually a lot more than that, right?
Sure. Now, the thing that I actually love about the program, because it's kind of funny, when I started, I didn't really realize, but it really is lifestyle medicine. When I started to look at the whole entire curriculum, so it's moving more, eating well, stressing less, connecting with others, getting good sleep, all of those things. And you have to have all of those pieces to the puzzle in order to be healthy overall. And in the lifestyle medicine program I used to work in, it was Dr. Dean Ornish's lifestyle medicine program. Yeah. So I teach in one of those programs till the pandemic, of course. And then we have been shuttered since then, unfortunately. But what Dr. Ornish always says, right, is each of those things are equally weighted. So like there's five elements, so they're worth 20% each. And one is not more important than the other. And it's so important that we always stress that, because I think everybody's always focused on healthy eating and exercise in our society, as where this program is looking at the whole person and everything that affects how their health becomes as they continue to age.
Yeah, I mean, I know for myself personally, I'm a stress eater. So I think there's even some curriculum about like dealing with emotional triggers.
Absolutely.
for those kind of choices as well.
Sure.
And when do people normally do these classes? I mean, is it at night or on the weekend, or does it just depend? I mean, or what's your schedule like with these classes?
Sure. So classes are offered all times of the day into the evening. I personally always pick the ones early in the morning. So here where I am, I work mostly with people that are on the East Coast, but I'm in the middle of the country. So I'm in Central time. So my classes are scheduled for me at around 7 o'clock in the morning, but it's perfect for my schedule because I can do the rest of my day. And then I generally pick classes that are around 7 o'clock at night. So I have a 12-hour window to get everything else done that I need to get done. And then I can teach my classes early and later in the day for me.
That's great. And let's see what else I can ask you. Is there anything that maybe surprised you when you started this whole experience? I know I'm asking a very broad, open-ended question, but anything that was surprising to you?
Sure. I think probably the biggest surprise to me, because before I left traditional healthcare, I worked at one healthcare system for almost 30 years, and I left it's 4 years ago now, and I had just helped them start. I was the diabetes program coordinator at this healthcare system, and I got that started, and we had just started our first diabetes prevention program, and it was so hard, such a hard sell to get people enrolled in that program. I am astounded every single time at the volume of human beings that you guys get enrolled into the program. It's amazing to me. And I think it's such a great, the platform that you're using and the way that you're doing it is getting to those people that need it most. As where if we try to do it, I think I also am on a state board for diabetes prevention here in Illinois. And I feel like if we work on things in these tiny little microcosms, that it's not going to be as effective as the way that you guys have already mastered it. So it's just amazing to me to see the volumes of people that you're getting enrolled. That's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, the digital format, I think, allows you to do that. So it sounds like you've taught some in-person diabetes prevention classes. What do you think about the difference between an in-person program and a program that's taught, you know, over Zoom? I mean, have you noticed things like differences with attendance or differences in the way people engage?
Sure. So I think because my own business is all virtual. So I think virtual is the way to go because it meets people where they're at. So they could be at home or in their office or wherever, and they're able to log in, and then they're just there attending. And so like I have a lot of people, specifically I'm thinking of this one couple that went down to Florida for the winter. So they winter in Florida, but they're logging in anyway and being part of the group. It doesn't matter where you're at. So I think virtual is so helpful. Plus, I do think that they're able to interact just as much, if not more, sometimes on that virtual platform, is where I think sometimes even when you're sitting in a room, it can be kind of intimidating, at least in the beginning, to raise your hand, is where in the digital space, they just become immediately like this enmeshed group.
And it's almost like the white coat effect for the doctor, right? If somebody has to drive to a hospital, they might be nervous. They might not want to open up as much. And I guess you're just making a, you know, it's a lower barrier to just turn on your computer or take out your smartphone than, you know, drive an hour to a hospital, pay for parking, go up the elevator, wherever the class is.
Sure.
So I feel like it makes it really accessible. And I know that some states don't even have maybe more than one or two diabetes prevention programs.
That's true.
Those rural areas could be interesting. And we're thinking about developing a specific program for type 2 diabetes as well. So it'd be a diabetes self-management education program. I mean, what do you think about using groups for that population specifically?
Absolutely. That's what we did. We had group sessions and it was great. And I think that it would be an easy flip over to have it be digitally as well. I think that you could easily do that virtually. And especially if you're doing something over time, because I think that reimbursement wise, the way that most diabetes self-management education programs are set up, that they're only allowed about 4 sessions and then they're done and pushed out into the world, which I don't know that that's the best answer. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's some people that can certainly benefit from something like this really forever. I mean, I've been using the product for myself for, you know, 5 or 6 years with a dietitian. So, I mean, and the cost savings associated with preventing type 2 diabetes or better controlling it or even reversing it would be, you know, worth it probably from a payer standpoint. Yeah, and so, well, we really appreciate you coming on the show. I mean, obviously, you know, you're doing probably one of our most experienced dietitians, and maybe we'll have you back in about 6 months and we'll see how your participants are doing with their outcomes.
But yeah, thanks. Would be great.
Yeah, but thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Digital Health Entrepreneurship with Lauren Strouhart. If you haven't already, take a look at some of our other episodes and leave a review on your favorite podcasting platform.